Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing this morning? There we go. You can say something. It's okay. People will like to hear you online if they're listening. Yes, so we are glad to see you. And I see everybody kind of survived the humidity that we had this week. There were some days where, it was like almost suffocating there for a couple days. But we are so glad to see all of you today, and we are glad that you're with us on this 11th Sunday after Pentecost. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about, or I have that question, have you ever felt stretched to the brink? And we're going to be looking at an interesting story from the Gospel, three of the Gospels that tell us the same story, and finding out that we serve the one who walks on water. And so let's begin this morning and stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria. Join together for our call to worship in the bulletin. Christ comes to us in the storms of life.
We welcome you, Christ.
When life threatens us, Christ speaks, "It is I. Don't be afraid."
Our hope is just for you, O Lord.
When all our hope seems lost,
Christ's presence restores our hope.
Let us give thanks to the Lord. Well, let's join together and let's sing an obvious hymn that goes along with that theme this morning. A Shelter in the Time of Storm this morning. The Lord's our rock, in Him we hide. A shelter in a time of storm, secure whatever. A shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. A shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. A shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms they round us beat, a shelter in the time of storm. Shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, rock divine, oh, refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in. Let's sing the refrain again. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, a shelter in the time of storm. Let's join together for our opening prayer. O risen one, we hear the stories of you calming storms and calming lives. As we worship this day, extend your power and grace upon us. Extend your peace and healing over our bodies. Extend your hope and perspective over our minds. For we ask this in your mighty and majestic name. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And we're going to go to our next hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, 519. We sing the three verses today. Invite our kids to come down this morning.
That is a bright young guest. Hello, Creator. How's everybody doing this morning? All the girls today. How's everybody doing? Did you have a good week? Did you play? Did you swim? Okay. Speaking of swimming, now I'm sure that you probably swam in a pool, and you probably, have you ever been on the lake? Okay. Have you ever gone down like the river, like in a canoe, or anything like that? You haven't done that yet? Yeah, what do you do, teenagers? that's one of the fun things to do while you're canoeing, or if you're in a pool, on an inner tube, or a raft, or if you're in the lake on an inner tube, is to try to tip each other over. Have you ever tried that? Huh? No? Oh, come on. Now, Mary's getting these bright eyes here. And she's like, Better watch out. Your sister's going to tip over. We used to do that. Now, granted, we did that probably when I was your age. I was a little older, not when we were real young. But when we were teenagers, oh my gosh. We would get in those black inner tubes that would go in tires, like tractor tires, and we would stick our rear ends way down in there, sink way down in, and we'd hang on. And our friends would jump off the diving board and hit the side of the inner tube trying to flip us, and we would go like this to keep from getting tipped. I know you're all looking at me like, you're crazy, and I'm sure parents are like, shh, don't give them those ideas. But that's when you get old. And we were guys, so we did dumb things at times. But yeah, we were trying to tip each other over. Or when you're canoeing and the river's only like this deep, and you go, and you try to tip somebody out from the canoe into the river. Just like the fun things that are exciting. Yes. But what about when a storm arises? Those are fun things that I was just talking about. But what about if a real storm arises? Do you like storms? Yeah, I know. Do you like the thunder? Yeah. You know, the lightning? Sometimes those things can get a little scary. Does anybody have dogs? Yeah, dogs usually do not like the thunder and the storms. Yeah. The other day I was down in Dayton, and I was driving towards downtown, and I was getting ready to head home, and it started thundering and lightning, and it started raining so hard, the next thing you know, I was driving through water in places that was this deep. And I'm like, okay, I'm heading home. And yeah, it was raining so hard, my windshield wipers. Storms can be scary at times, can't they? You know what? There's other storms that we sometimes face in life. Storms like something happens and we're scared. Or something happens and we're like, I don't really like this right now. Kind of makes you feel a little sick in your stomach. You know, when you're like, I don't know. Those can be storms too. But you know what? Our reading today is about when the disciples were out in the middle of a lake, about a mile or two out, so they were close to the middle, and a storm arose. Now, in that time, the way the lake was set, winds would come down in and cause waves on the lake. And if you've ever been on Lake Erie, I've never been out on the boat at Lake Erie, but my dad was out there and he said the waves can get really high and kind of make you sick to your stomach because the boats, you know, and it can get a little scary. This is what the disciples face. And in their fear, they're like, what are we going to do? And all of a sudden, they see something coming. And they're like, what is that? Wait a minute. That's not something, that's someone. And guess who it was? Jesus. You know what he was doing? He was walking on the water. And he came right up to him. And this is what he said. It's I. Don't be afraid. And you know what that reminds me of? Is that Jesus is with us in our storms. when we're afraid. We may not be out on a boat. We may not even be on water. But sometimes when we're afraid or we're anxious or whatever it may be, Jesus is with us. And He's standing with us in our storms. And He encourages us to be courageous and not fear, because He's with us. And that's a good thing to know, that Jesus is with us in our storms, no matter what we're facing in life. He's always there, and we can cry out to Him and say, Jesus, help us. Jesus, help me. No matter what. All right. You can head on downstairs this morning.
And we're going to go to our time of prayer. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share before we go to prayer this morning. Somebody, okay.
Another great grandchild born this past week.
Is that more in Judy's clan? Yeah, that's what I kind of...
Judy's daughter's got two daughters now.
Oh boy, there you go. Yeah. Somebody else. Yeah. Go ahead, Nancy, first, and then.
I just want to ask for prayers for Megan. She's given up on getting her pancreas, so they're now just on the list for a kidney.
Okay.
She'll still be a diabetic after they have a kidney transplant, but that seems to be a safer option right now.
Okay. Has she gotten past that time when she had that infection that she can move back up to higher level?
Not yet.
Okay.
Before.
Okay, because I know you had mentioned that before, and yeah.
She had to wait 6 weeks.
Okay. All right, so we want to remember Megan this morning. Go ahead, Carol.
Unspoken.
Someone else? Yep.
I have joy. My parents celebrated their 65th wedding anniversary on Tuesday.
Yay. And I saw that online. Yeah. That was wonderful. That's wonderful. Congratulations. Somebody else? Yeah.
I'd like to keep the Miller family in prayers as they lost their 26-year-old son this past week.
Oh. You'll remember the Miller family then. Someone else. Yep. Okay. Somebody else this morning. Yep.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I missed one. Who was the person after Chris with the COPD?
Jillian.
Jillian?
Jillian, yeah, that's for Phyllis.
Okay.
Grandson.
Okay. All right, somebody else. Yep.
I have a sister-in-law who has a cracked pelvic.
Has what?
A cracked pelvic.
Ah. Is it okay to share her first name?
Janny.
Janny? J-A-N-N. Gotcha. Somebody else. Yep.
My sister had her first chemo treatment in this new round, and there was a bit of a hiccup. After treatment, her pulse dropped to the 30s, and she was sent to the ER to have an echocardiogram done, and everything came out okay, and her pulse got back up to 70 the whole time she was in the emergency room, so they released her. But she is to get another treatment this week, and it will be that same drug from last week and a new drug.
So we definitely appreciate your prayers for her. Hopefully that side effect of her pulse dropping will not happen this time. But anyways, we want to remember Jill in our prayers this morning. Somebody else. Yeah.
Lindsay's flight home Wednesday.
Okay. Okay. All right. Somebody else. Okay. We have, some of the others. I saw Jim and Don this week, both in rehab. Both are doing wonderful. They have to finish their allotted time and get stronger, both of them. But they looked great compared to some in the past. And so we appreciate your prayers for them. I think each of them has at least another week or two, maybe. And then once they get released by the PT and OT, they'll be able to come home. We want to remember Matt, who's recovering. He had the heart surgery.
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh, I thought it was this last week. Okay. So we want to remember him in our prayers, and asking for your prayers for Jody. She interviewed this past week. We thought we were going to hear something by Friday, this past Friday, but we haven't heard anything yet. So we're praying that God will open up that door and lead there. We want to continue praying for Christina and Elizabeth. I will be moving them, many of these, over to the monthly calendar for September. They are the ones battling breast cancer. And then we want to remember our fair kids and the families as Thursday into Friday, everything starts, and for all of our young people there. And yes, definitely want to pray for safety and during that time, and God be with them. So any others then? Yeah. Okay, so we want to remember Joyce in our prayers this morning. Anybody else then? Okay, so I got a page full this week, and we want to remember all of them. And you will have a chance to pray there, and some of these names that come into your mind, and I'll close us out then. Thank you. Our gracious God, we are so grateful for your presence that goes with us. We're thankful for Jesus, the one who walks on the water and is with us in the storms of life, who is over and above and greater than anything that we face. And we can trust in him today. Lord, we reach out to you for those that have been mentioned, some of these that are facing storms in their own life with various things. Lord, we lift them up to you today and ask for your touch upon each of them. Lord, we lift up Joyce today with this infection, for Lindsay for travel, for Jill with the side effects with the new treatment, God, for Janny, Lord, with his cracked pelvis, Jillian, Lord, as the new grandson or the grandson with issues going on there, for Doug, Lord, for recovery, for Brenda, Lord, for your continued healing and grace upon her, for Greg and Linda, your continued healing and strength for Greg, and your strength and wisdom for Linda, God. Lord, we lift up Jim and Don, Lord, as they are in rehab and recovery, God. We just pray for strength for them each day. For Jody, regarding this job, Lord, we just ask that you would open that door and provide a way. Lord, we pray for Matt, who has not yet gone in for surgery, but we pray that you'll guide and direct there. For Christina and Elizabeth battling breast cancer, God, we pray for encouragement and strength and faith and your healing touch there. For Megan, Lord, that you would that she will be able to move up here quickly, Lord, to a higher level for a new kidney. For the Miller family with the loss of this loved one, we pray for your comfort and peace. For Mary and Chris today, God, we just pray for your healing touch for each of them today. And Lord, we lift up all of our fair families and the kids and the youth that will be involved in various events and activities. Lord, just watch over all the families and those that work and support and are there during that week, God, that you'll just watch over them. Lord, we lift up these three unspoken needs today that you would minister in each of those situations and that you would extend your grace into whatever may be there and what's happening, God. And we trust you for that. Lord, we thank you for your blessings on our lives. We thank you for your provision in our lives, God. And Lord, we thank you for that we have the privilege of being able to come together each week in your presence and experience you in this place to find encouragement and strength and faith and hope and love. Send us forth to continue to be your lights in our community and world. Pray for your blessing upon the rest of the time during our service, Lord, as we break the bread of your word. May you encourage our hearts and remind us of who you are, Jesus, and how great and wonderful you are. And because we thank you for it now, as we ask all of these things in your name, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for praying with us this morning. and appreciate that. And I know those that are being prayed for will probably be gladly welcoming the prayer. So, well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. And it is your faithfulness that continues the work of the ministry of our local church here and our outreach through our missions team. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. Generous one, bless, accept, and multiply this offering so many may know you, your saving grace, power, and love. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from our lectionary gospel reading today. Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33, and we're going to look at this wonderful story that many of us are familiar with this morning. Right then, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead to the other side of the lake while he dismissed the crowds. When he sent them away, he went up onto a mountain by himself to pray. Evening came, and he was alone. Meanwhile, the boat, fighting a strong headwind, was being battered by the waves and was already far away from land. Very early in the morning, he came to his disciples walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost!" They were so frightened, they screamed. Just then, Jesus spoke to them, "Be encouraged. It is I. Don't be afraid." Peter replied, "Lord, if it's you, order me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." Then Peter got out of the boat and was walking on the water towards Jesus. But when Peter saw the strong wind, he became frightened. As he began to sink, he shouted, "Lord, rescue me." Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him, saying, "You man of weak faith, why did you begin to have doubts?" When they got into the boat, the wind settled down. Then those in the boats worshiped Jesus and said, "You must be God's son." That is God's word for us today. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, a man was being chased by a tiger. He ran as hard as he could until he was at the edge of a cliff with the tiger in hot pursuit. The man looked over the edge of the cliff and saw a branch growing out of the side of the cliff a few feet down. So he jumped down, grabbed the branch just as the tiger reached the cliff. The man looked down to what was a drop of, to him, it seemed like 1,000 feet and sure death. So he looked up into the heavens and he yelled, "God, if you're up there, please help." Suddenly a voice came booming from heaven. "You will do anything I ask?" The man yelled back, "I will do anything you ask. Please save me." The voice from heaven said, "All right then, let go." The man looked back down, and then he looked back up and he yelled, "Is there anybody else up there?" Yeah, sometimes when God doesn't answer the way we want him to. I want to talk to you this morning about the one who walks on water. Christ is with us in the storms of life. You know, today, and for quite a while, I don't know when this expression really started, but we use the expression, "Man, she can walk on water," or "he can walk on water," for someone that can just seem to do what just seems impossible. But it's hard to walk on water, so to speak, when we're in the middle of a storm. But Jesus, in our reading today, shows us otherwise. Now, I want to clarify something in case you're getting confused. There are two storm stories in the Gospels. One we're used to, where Jesus is in the boat with the disciples sleeping, and he's as calm as a baby, and the disciples are all afraid. That's not this story. This is the story where they went out and Jesus sent them across in that boat, and the storm arises, and Jesus comes walking on the water. Have you ever found yourself in the midst of a storm, or maybe a stormy season of life? Not every storm involves rain, wind, and waves, and thunder, and lightning, or tornadoes. Some storms happen inside of us. They come in the form of anxiety and loneliness and grief and pressure and uncertainty. And that feeling sometimes we get, that where we feel like no one really understands what we're going through or what we're carrying. Such storms in life can stretch us to the brink. Now, I didn't read what went on before this story, but let me tell you about it, because before this story, Jesus himself had been stretched to the brink over the course of several days. First thing we are told earlier is that he lost his friend and cousin, John the Baptist, who was executed by King Herod Antipas. And then, right after that, we're told by Matthew, the crowds just became overwhelming to Jesus, where he was tired and weary and probably still grieving over the loss of his cousin. But Matthew tells us that this did not stop Jesus from having compassion on the people, and he healed everybody that was sick. Well, you know how those times are when you're being stretched to the brink. One thing happens, and then another thing happens and piles up on it, and then another thing happens and piles up on that. Well, Matthew goes on to tell us in our story, just before this one, that the crowd that was swarming Jesus got so big that there were over 5,000 people. And those people were tired and hungry. You know what we call it. Hangry. Yeah. And the disciples, here was the disciples' answer. Let's just send them away, Jesus. Let's just get them out of here and go have some peace and quiet. But then we're told one of the famous stories in the Gospels where Jesus fed the 5,000 miraculously. And after that was all done, Jesus was just exhausted. He sends the disciples, he sends them over to the other side of the lake. He tells them, get in the boat, go to the other side. I'll meet you soon. I'll dismiss the crowd, and then I'm going to go pray. And then Matthew tells us that suddenly, our reading says very early in the morning, but the word that's used there means between 3 and 6 a.m., the disciples are in the middle of this storm and they see something or someone coming towards them. And it was Jesus walking on the water. And my question I want to ask this morning is, why is this story so important for us today? Three things I'm going to talk to you about real quickly is, first of all, there's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Jesus. Jesus is greater than our storms. Let me ask you a question this morning. Is your Jesus big enough to handle your storms? I'm not talking about the Jesus we have created in our imagination that we see from pictures or hear on whatever it may be, you know, American culture or politics or whatever. I'm talking about the Jesus of the Scriptures, the Jesus of the Gospels, the Jesus who heals, delivers, forgives, walks on waters, conquers death. And my question for us this morning that I want us to think about is, because if Jesus is greater than our storms, what's our perspective of Jesus? Is Jesus big enough? Is your Jesus big enough? Because as we read through the story, one of the things that keeps coming up is Christ is never far away. He's with us in life's storms. This story reminds me that the wind and the waves and our fears can't stop Jesus from coming to us. Whatever we're facing today, Christ is with us, walking on the water, steady and unmoved. He speaks his word to us. Take courage. It's I. Don't be afraid. In fact, I believe that those words right there inspired Peter to say, Lord, can I come out there with you? And obviously Jesus says, sure. Come on, come out here with me. Evacuate or depart the boat. in this instance, leaving the boat is equated with or equals following Jesus. Listen to me this morning. It's scary leaving the comfort and safety and control of the boat. Peter had to make a decision. He could stay in the boat where he felt safe, or he could step out and follow Jesus. Even though Peter struggled, his trust in Jesus was expressed by him getting out of the boat and amazingly walking on the water with Jesus. Now listen to me. Peter didn't walk on the water because he was certain, because he was fearless, because he was powerful. No, he walked on the water because Christ invited him. And he trusted in Jesus. Maybe Jesus is inviting us also to step onto the water out of the boat. I don't know what that is. It could be a lot of things. Why? Because faith moves us beyond what is comfortable. Faith moves us beyond what is comfortable. Faith is choosing to trust Christ and move towards Him even when things feel uncertain. In what ways is Christ calling to us to trust Him? In what ways is Christ calling us to come to Him on the water? What is He asking us to do? In the midst of all of this, as I was thinking about this, and as I mentioned earlier, how Jesus was feeling overwhelmed and tired, what do we do when we get overwhelmed? Well, the obvious thing from the story is that when facing storms, we must keep our eyes on Jesus. When facing storms, we must keep our eyes on Jesus. The Gospels tell us whenever Jesus felt overwhelmed in life and ministry, or by the crowds or the people pushing up against him or whatever it may have been, the gospel writers tell us one thing over and over again. He went to a place alone and looked to his heavenly Father for help. Matthew tells us that when Peter looked away from Jesus, notice Jesus looked to his Father when he was feeling overwhelmed. But in this story, when Peter felt overwhelmed, he looked away from Jesus. And what does Matthew tell us? He tells us that Peter began to be afraid and he began to sink. Listen, we can all get dazed by the wind and waves, but we must keep our eyes on Christ. There will be things we will face in life that will cause us to look away. But when that happens, what are we looking at? We may fixate on externals. Okay, I'm going to tell you a story. This week, this happened to us. So Jody's interview was, what, Tuesday or Wednesday? And we thought maybe by Thursday and Friday we would hear something. We still haven't heard anything. And then Chase, there was some conflict between Chase and his golf coach. And Chase went off on a tangent and thought he was going to get put back down on JV. And I was so messed up inside, if I can be blunt. And you know what? The week before, I was trusting the Lord that everything was going to work out. And then all of that happened. And all I can say is I must have lost sight. And the externals began to take control. Yet no matter what, we can be sure of this. And I want you to hear this morning, because this hit me hard this week. Jesus never takes his eyes off of us. Listen to me. Peter may have lost sight of Jesus. Jason may have lost sight of Jesus. But Jesus never lost sight of Peter. And Jesus never loses sight of me and you. Matthew tells us that Jesus instantly took a hold of Peter and brought him back up. Our faith may waver sometimes in the storms, but Christ never wavers. When fear arises, look to Christ. When doubt begins to take over, look to Christ. When we feel like we are sinking, call out to Jesus. For he is the one who walks on water. Amen. Amen. Well, take a couple minutes and shake a few hands. I don't even care if you tell somebody that you are never out of the eyes of Jesus.
Fills this place. Oh.
will get us through any storm is His presence with us. Let's join together for our benediction. Beloved of God, go now in peace. Go with the blessing and power of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.